Well, what do we have here? Looks like it's another episode of
the Bangium Podcast.
My name is Brian.
I'm Darian.
And this podcast is all about, well, I actually really don't know what this podcast is all about. We're actually...
That's what it is
about. It's about trying to figure out what this podcast is about. Basically, yeah. We talk about the internet and what's happened in the last fortnight since the last time we recorded. The last episode has not been uploaded yet just because it's been really busy in the life and times of Brian's Republic. So unfortunately, it's been very busy.
And it's November 1st.
It is November 1st. Yesterday was Halloween. There was a little bit of snow yesterday. It was really cold. And let me tell you, the kids are really happy that they were, because all the people who were waiting for kids to trick or treat were giving out not just two pieces. They were giving out handfuls and a half. Like, they were like...
That's awesome.
Yeah. So basically, we went to 20 houses and it looked like we went to 40 houses. It's pretty ridiculous. Like four or five pieces of candy. Because it was like getting late and then people were just like, oh, here you go.
That's awesome.
So the kids had fun. That's for sure. So what's new? It's BlizzCon right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently people are wearing Winnie the Pooh costumes.
Yeah, that's right. Because President Xi Jinping?
Something like that. You mean Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Apparently he looks like him. And I don't think I'm ever going to play another Blizzard game ever again.
Yeah.
Probably
Overwatch 2.
And apparently there's just no rhyme or reason why they released Overwatch 2. There's no real story, apparently.
No, the story is the only thing that's new.
What's the story?
Like, there's a story mode.
Oh.
And that's it.
Oh, but is that because Overwatch never had a story anyways?
That's right.
Oh, that's
so
what I was hearing.
Overwatch 2 is story mode Overwatch, but you get the multiplayer too.
Overwatch,
like people who played Overwatch.
Yeah.
They'll still be playing with, like, Overwatch 2 people, because it's all just the same matchmaking.
Okay.
So,
new people, graphics?
I don't think so.
Overwatch 2 is just the story mode? Is that what they actually did?
No, it's story mode plus multiplayer. But, like, everyone owns the multiplayer. So, if you haven't owned Overwatch before, you can play Overwatch 2.
Uh-huh.
And you can have the multiplayer with everyone, but you also get story mode.
Do you get new characters? No,
there's always new characters.
Oh, there's always new characters. But do you get new graphics? Because
the
2 moniker usually means better graphics.
I don't think
better
so.
Better gameplay, better story. Hashtag Blizzard, get your shit together, man. If Blizzard was a man.
That's sexist.
That is sexist. Get your shit together, woman. There you go. Is that less sexist? It's even more sexist, isn't it? we get yourself together, you. There we go.
That's a
but that sucks. What is this? Are they recycling garbage again? Like, I hate this. I feel sorry for Blizzard. And they've been going downhill for such a long time. And when they released Hearthstone, and no offense to any Hearthstone or Hearthstone players out there, but I don't like it. I hate it. Go and create your own bloody game that is, you know, worth playing. Because hashtag Magic the Gathering, hashtag you guys copied it, hashtag EverQuest, because you copied WoW from that. And I think, StarCraft was probably, and Warcraft was probably the only real original thing that they made. Is it something like Blizzard. That you suck, Blizzard. I hope you guys freaking just and just like Kodak and Kmart. Wait, no, Kmart's still around.
Kmart's still around.
Who sorry, Kmart, I love you.
Just like,
who else is there? Who else
Sears.
Is there? Sears in Canada.
Forever 21.
Toys R Us. Yeah, Forever 21's the newest one on that one. Apparently, it's not forever.
It's temporarily.
It's too bad. Temporarily 21. apparently, diamonds are forever, not 21. So, unfortunately, we are... I hope that's what happens to you, Blizzard, because I think there's just a nasty sentiment that goes out where... I don't know. I'm just not following any of the news cycle on that anymore because I've given up on Blizzard ever since Diablo 3 and this thing from the Hearthstone player. I'm going to keep repeating.
Right.
Yeah. So, aside from that, I don't really care about BlizzCon.
Actually. That's the only thing noteworthy. On to the
next one. Yeah, that's it.
So, Riot Games
company is owned by...
Developer of... Well, yeah, they're owned by Tencent, a Chinese company.
Yeah. A fully?
Maybe 10%? I really don't know how it works.
10%?
But yeah. Riot Games, most known for League of Legends.
Yeah. Which is also a copy, by the way, because that was Dota.
Of Dota.
Yeah, Dota 2, and so on and so forth.
Oh. Okay. Dota was a Warcraft
clone
mod.
In
order to play Dota, you had to download Warcraft. You had to have Warcraft,
yes.
You had to scan and find the certain mod.
Yeah.
And installed it,
and then you put the skins and all that stuff. Yeah.
So basically, Riot Games, they just stole it.
They made
it more accessible.
They stole it, and just like Blizzard, and just like the way everything goes in this world is stolen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a lot of the developers for Dota, the Warcraft mod, they started Riot. Well, they helped develop League of Legends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
okay.
So the thing is that League of Legends is the spiritual successor.
As long as you can sleep at night.
Dota 2, which is owned by Valve,
is the
immediate successor.
Is the immediate successor of Dota 2?
Dota 2. Yeah. It's Dota number 2.
But they have to
League
download,
of Legends is the...
They have to download StarCraft 2
no,
for that, right?
No, this is Valve.
Oh, yeah. They had to develop that anyways, right?
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So Riot Games with an S.
With an S, not Riot Game.
Which they should have been known as.
Because it's only one
they
game.
Only knew, they only made League of Legends.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
What do you mean? They made a new game?
Oh,
yeah, there's another game.
There are five games in development.
Five games? There's one game right now that Dota also has, too.
Teamfight Tactics.
Yeah, that's the one.
And
yeah.
Dota Auto Chess.
Yeah, that's what we were seeing at Fragapalooza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fun.
So you play the Dota one or do you play the LoL one?
I play the League of Legends one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's a straight up...
Steal from Dota 2 Auto Chess.
Anyway, yeah, Riot Games, they're developing a competitive shooter.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
A Hearthstone clone.
Counter-Strike?
Like
okay.
Counter-Strike.
Okay.
A Hearthstone clone?
Match the Gathering. Okay, yeah.
So
Blizzard
a
is getting...
fighting game.
Getting a taste of its 2D, own medicine.
2D fighting game.
With Arc Systems, hopefully. Hopefully they've... gotten Arc Systems to make their game for them.
And some kind of open world story RPG game.
Oh, like World of Warcraft.
Like based in, not World of Warcraft, because that's an MMO.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is more like Warcraft 3.
Oh, like Warcraft 3, like...
Maybe.
Diablo 3?
Sure. Maybe Diablo. 2.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, so good on you, Riot Games. Now. Thumbs up. Riot Games, not Riot Game. And it's pretty good that they're actually branching out. They're obviously taking some really good cues from Blizzard, like stealing games.
Yeah.
And people will argue, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they made it better. And like, yeah, well. Yeah. We all know in our heart of hearts that EverQuest is WoW. And, you know, all of the other games that they made. I mean, like, as soon as Hearthstone, I'm going to keep doing that. I hate myself. Hearthstone.
Just choose one. No, don't even choose one. Just say it different
every time. Yeah. So Hearthstone, when it came out, I was just like, this is Magic the Gathering. And then I stopped playing. I was just like, how are they? I mean, like, obviously a card game is a card game is a card game.
It's a deck building
game. It's a deck building game slash, you know, Magic the Gathering. Because Magic the Gathering, you know. Now, leave it to Wizards of the Coast and Magic the Gathering to finally make something that came out last year or something like that, or two years ago.
Yeah, maybe 2 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while, but, like, good on them for trying to get into it, but they should have done it a very freaking long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That would have dominated. Well, no, they had one. It was all digital. It was, like, kind of like, browser-based, if I remember correctly. It was very clunky.
Like a long time ago.
Like, I I didn't spend any. Well, did I spend money? Yeah, I did spend money. When I was buying Magic cards, apparently you could scan. I don't remember.
Yeah, that makes sense. You probably enter a code.
You enter a code and then you get the card from the pack.
Yeah, like a digital
or something like that.
Digital card.
So I got that. I did that for a while, but it was clunky.
Yeah.
And it was broken as all hell. Like, it was really quick. Like, I couldn't even get past any rankings because you'd had to spend. It's basically pay to play, and that's what I hate that. Right.
I feel like
pay to win. Hashtag pay to win. Pay to win. Right. That's the one I don't like.
That's just any card game.
Yeah. I mean, of course, because it's a card game and you buy cards.
You buy the best cards.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there's luck, but
sure,
if you have the most money.
But I mean, like, there's also strategy.
There
right?
is strategy.
Like, hashtag Pokemon. Yes. I apologize. All these hashtags going on. Pokemon card game is all out there. Yu-Gi-Oh is out there and everything. Yep. I mean, there is that. But, you know, you get your Blue Eyes White Dragon out and believe in the heart of the cards, it means game over.
I mean, that's why I like I summon
Exodia.
Like, that's why. That's why I like auto chess and, well, not auto chess specifically, but TFT, that kind of format.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone is subject to the same RNG.
Which is good. Yeah. I think that's pretty good. I mean, I don't play it, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I should play one day.
To spend money on TFT, which is Teamfight Tactics.
Yeah. League of Legends.
If you do spend money on it, it's just to like make your character look cool.
Which I think
that's all.
I mean that the microtransactions of that. I think that's the ramifications of that are pretty.
You should take a look at this League of Legends documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a new one. What's it called?
I think it's called League of Legends Origins, or maybe Riot Games Origins. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a League of Legends documentary. What is it called? League of Legends documentary. I'm like, oh, I thought you were going to say documentary. No, just
or Origins.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. They show you like the whole concept of they really pioneered the free-to-play. And microtransaction.
They did.
In the correct way,
They didn't shove it down your throat.
Yeah, it was skins or...
I mean,
Like, there's no advantages that you gain.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
It's purely aesthetic.
But then that's what... Who was that? Activision? Blizzard.
Blizzard.
shit.
Every time.
No, that's just that. There was another one, too. What was that?
Of what game?
I don't know. I think there was like an advantage that you would get if you purchased it. It was Star Wars Battlefront or something like that.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it was something bad. It was like, no. I mean, like, I think people really like Star Wars Battlefront, and then all of a sudden the pay to win thing came in, and everyone was like, "Well, there goes the game." Actually, even if you think about it, even Diablo 3 had an auction house, and it was pay to win afterwards because the Chinese farmers. Well. Are we connecting not the ones in agriculture?
Yeah,
in China,
not those farmers,
not those hardworking people who are unfortunately under this dictatorship.
I'm talking about the
hardworking people who are slaving away. Literally, they are slaves, digital slaves.
Or did they create bots to do that for them?
Well, you still need to access. You still need to be a person who's making sure that all the bots are working, right?
Right.
So actually, there are some people who are actually players because they have to go and meet the people to sell the Chinese the currency that they are farming.
Right.
And I mean, that's how it is. I mean, that issue was in Lineage 2, right?
Is free to play.
I feel bad
now, right now.
It's free to play now, but back then it was pay subscription, and I bought some. I'm Adina. I'm sorry. I feel bad. We did. It was just, but there was no way to compete against everybody else because everyone was dropping like $400 or $500 a month.
That's pay to win.
Pay to win, right? So, but I'm glad that they've done it that way, and the good way to do it is just skins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But good on them.
Right.
Yeah. What was that? But yeah, that's good on them. Hopefully League of Legends Championships is coming up,
they're currently in the semifinals.
Sweet. And how is my favorite team, Echo Fox, doing?
Oh, they're Oh, you didn't hear.
Shut up, man. What are you talking about?
Echo Fox, the League of Legends team.
Yeah? Disbanded?
They were sold.
They were sold?
Yeah. So here's the deal with Echo Fox.
Rick Fox,
the owner.
Entrepreneur.
No, he wanted to stay in the LCS, right?
Yeah.
So here's what happened is...
Okay, first of all, before you continue, yeah. For the people who don't talk about League of Legends, basically we're going to go into sports mode here.
Esports
mode. Echo Fox is a League of Legends team owned by Rick Fox, who is a gaming organization. Echo Fox has other teams as well. But Rick Fox himself was an LA Lakers basketball player and
three-time champion.
Yeah, and he was an actor too.
Yeah, he acts.
Like, yeah, he's still an actor, I think. and he's just like, I believe in esports, and mm-hmm. everyone's doing this thing.
So he bought Gravity Gaming, mm-hmm. which was, he bought it for $1 million to get into LCS.
Yeah.
And I guess 2 or 3 years later, when the League of Legends Championship Series became franchised mm-hmm. and supported by other team owners of basketball teams and stuff.
Yeah.
They all bought in for $10 million plus.
Oh, wow. So Rick Fox was forced to sell his League of Legends team.
Yes. Well, he was forced to leave the League of Legends Championship Series.
What? Echo Fox itself?
Echo Fox was forced to leave.
So where are they playing now?
They don't play League of Legends.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they were forced, as in
Riot Games was like, you can't play.
Really?
Yes.
Riot Games paid him?
No.
To leave?
No. So
holy crap.
So
what?
Being a high valued spot in the LCS, being $10 million plus dollars.
Yeah.
Or however many million to get in. One of the richest investors, I guess.
Yeah.
He made some racist comments against Echo Fox's vice president, I think. Or maybe it was president.
Yeah. Okay.
And Riot Games was like, you can't have this racist investor supporting your team.
Oh.
So you got to get rid of him or you got to leave. And well, with money.
Yeah.
You can't really kick out an investor that invests that much.
That invests $10 million into your organization.
Yep. So they couldn't get rid of him and Echo Fox was forced out.
No, really? Yep. That's so sad. Well, good on Riot Games for standing in what they believe in is a racist person, and they're standing up against him. Too bad for Rick Fox and all those guys. But, yeah,
but it's like the investor wins.
Of course the investor wins. Money talks, right? Like at the end of the day. Well, no, technically the investor lost. Because he's no longer in the LCS, right?
He was in control, though.
Yeah, but he was in control, and then he's no longer in the LCS making money.
Right.
So his team is no longer... His esports team in League of Legends can no longer play in the NBA. Basically, what happened was the Lakers got kicked out of the NBA.
Yeah, because they had a racist investor. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
So unfortunate.
That is nuts. Oh, how about Cloud9? They're still going?
Oh, yeah.
They're still kicking?
They made it to Worlds. They made it to... Central. Oh, they actually lost in the group stage.
Okay.
So a group stage happened, and then 8 teams were left for the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And of those 4 teams, 3 of them were from Europe.
Yeah.
3 of them were from Korea, and 2 of them were from China.
Oh, okay.
So quarterfinals ended... Semis are about to begin, in the next week.
Yeah. So championships will be in December again.
Something like that. End of November.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Will KDA make an appearance?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
actually, you didn't hear.
What? What Akali, are you doing? Are you dropping bombs on me, man?
Akali left KDA.
Who? Akali. Akali left?
Akali
she
left
went
KDA.
Solo.
No, she started a new team, a new group.
What's it called?
It's called it's like True Damage or something.
Team
or like
Solo
Damage.
What's that?
it's some new like it's like a hip hop group.
A hip hop group. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
so Akali's gone.
I'll try on.
Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. And did she make a song? Akali made a song?
No, their group made a song.
Their group made a song.
It's going to premiere soon.
Well, that's what's going to happen. There's going to be no KDA for this year. It's going to be Akali's group.
Yeah. Called.
No. No, they only had one song. This it's the Spice Girls all over again.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
So yeah, currently in the semifinals, one Korean team in SK Telecom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, yeah.
With Faker.
Yeah.
One
American team?
European team.
Oh, European team.
G2 Esports. One... And then two Chinese teams.
Two Chinese teams. There's no Americans. There's no North American.
We were all gone before quarters.
Yeah, it's because of those racist investors. That's what happened.
Anyway, so yeah, Invictus Gaming, the
current world champs. I've heard of Invictus. Yeah,
and Phoenix Plus. Oh shoot, what's their name?
So they're what?
FPX.
So it's four.
Oh,
so
Fun Plus
the
Phoenix.
Two winners of those two will go to the finals.
Yes. Okay. So the two Chinese teams are against each other.
So how many games do they play? How many games will they play when
best of five?
Best of five.
Yeah.
Is that over five off of over 5 days or over 1 day?
Over 1 day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see what they're going to pull off with this Akali thing. I'm hoping KDA will come back and make an appearance.
Maybe next year.
Cross your fingers. I'm actually excited because all I listen to are the songs. From League of Legends, the Riot Games, Legends Never Die,
Rise,
that one.
Oh, KDA. the girls were singing that, but they changed Rise
to Race
to what? Fries
to Fries. Yes, I changed that. We were in the car, and we were saying Fries, funny.
Fries, and then they have fries, a new song.
They
now.
Will remember you.
They have a new song. It's called YouTube's Phoenix.
Okay, right?
And in the music video,
yeah.
They starred Rookie.
Okay.
Faker. Yeah. So Rookie from Invictus Gaming.
Okay, yeah.
Faker from SK Telecom.
So they put all of those guys in. And just Caps. Like the last, just Caps? Like Rise. Because well, Rise
was
those...
way before, though.
Yeah, but Rise had guys.
Rise was like documenting the previous world championship.
Oh, yeah.
Where Faker lost to, oh man, Samsung Galaxy's Ambition, I think.
I love this. Samsung Galaxy. It was just like some of the weirdest things, right?
Yo, Samsung Galaxy, for the longest time, I couldn't associate that team with the Samsung Galaxy products.
You couldn't?
No, I had like,
you didn't
there was a clear divide in my head.
No, but
like, I didn't think of Samsung Galaxy. But it's the same thing.
That's funny.
Okay, anyway. So Rookie of IG.
Uh-huh.
Faker of SKT, and Caps of G2.
Is the video out already?
The video was out like 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay, I have to see this one now.
And everyone was like, "Well, why are there just only three people?" Mm-hmm. And like, it wasn't as like hypey as Rise.
Yeah, Rise was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was really good.
Rise is amazing. Like, but, I heard it once and I went, KDA is better. And then you listen to Rise again after KDA and you're just
and the
like,
the music video is great too.
It's really good.
Anyways,
I'm not a League of Legends fan, but I'm a fan of
their
content that they're creating because it's
such
high quality.
They also have
a
TV show.
Oh, do they?
Coming up.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
That's part of their.
Oh, a League of Legends TV show?
Yeah, so it's been 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
It's been
10
years since League of Legends went live.
Yeah.
And that's why, I guess, the documentary went on Netflix.
Oh, that's why.
They started releasing all the game
information. Not because Netflix paid them probably $5 or $6 million to have it on there. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say Netflix original.
Oh, no, it doesn't?
No, it does not.
No, then that means Netflix paid a shit ton to have it on there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... The Phoenix music video with the three players.
Yeah.
That was 3 weeks ago before any of this happened.
Okay.
So now in the quarterfinals, you have those three people in quarterfinals.
Uh-huh.
Plus the team called Fun Plus Phoenix.
Oh. So there's a conspiracy?
Phoenix. Yeah. It's called the script. Like every worlds or every competitive thing. Where... They say everything's scripted. Like,
it's like, are you saying that League of Legends is WWE? Yeah, it's the new WWE?
Maybe. No, that's all conspiracy.
I mean, like, obviously.
It's pretty good.
I mean, like, they probably knew already. Right? Like, they already knew.
I mean, those were...
High chances, percentage-wise, yeah, 90%. There was a high chance these guys were going to be in there.
Yeah, and that's because... Yeah.
But if they didn't show up, it doesn't matter.
Well, IG was world champions, right?
Yeah.
So their mid laner...
Invictus.
Yeah. SKT's mid laner, which SKT finished first place in Korea. And G2's mid laner, which they finished first place in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix thing's probably just coincidence.
It's just a coincidence, yeah, probably. Yeah, and it's called Phoenix.
But yeah, two Chinese teams remain.
Yeah.
And IG's the reigning world champions right now.
I bet the Chinese will win this year.
I have a feeling IG.
I have a feeling.
That's my...
Hashtag Chinese team.
I mean, there's four teams
I mean,
to
like,
choose
they work. Those guys work their asses off, but I have a feeling that it might be stacked.
But still, there's four teams
I
to
mean,
choose from.
Yeah.
And two of them are Chinese, so... So you're not the only one.
50%.
There's a 50% chance.
There's a 75% chance that it's going to be a Chinese team.
Anyway,
you know
I think I think Invictus Gaming will win.
Oh.
And take their second world championship in
a row. Good on them. Hopefully they can muster it. Make it into a double. Hopefully a three-peat. But yes. That was a good League of Legends segment. League of Legends segment is brought to you by Brian's Republic, home of the Game Overs. He streams every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of every week, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, for about a couple of hours, weather, work, and family permitting. Check him out. twitch.tv/Brian's Republic. See, if you guys want to do some commercials, we can do totally help you out, that's for sure. Uh-oh.
It's still recording the voice.
Thing, yeah. Yeah, I don't really care. Yeah, okay. Should be fine. But yeah, Star Wars, brand new.
Rise of Skywalker. So back to
Rey of Skywalker.
Star Wars.
What was the Force
Last
Awakens?
Jedi.
The Last Jedi, and then.
Yeah. So, Last Jedi.
The Force awoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a laugh.
Force Awakens.
Force.
Or are you talking about Rise of Skywalker?
No, Rise of Skywalker was the first. Yeah. The first trailer had the laugh of Emperor Palpatine.
And that is.
So okay. People are saying that it's gonna be a walking chair monster. Yeah, because it's a chair that goes like this. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. But I'm still saying it is Anakin's mom. She is the clone.
Rey.
Rey is the clone
of Anakin's mom,
I think.
Because midichlorians.
Because hashtag midichlorians.
And immaculate
conception
yeah. of Anakin.
Of Anakin Skywalker, yeah. Or because it's called Rise of Skywalker, she might get pregnant
and give birth
to Darth Vader again.
Anakin,
yeah.
And then it's gonna time loop. Okay.
See, maybe she's Last gonna Jedi, get shot through back through time, that, and then it's just an infinite loop. Maybe.
That's why in Last of Jedi, she like put her hand on the shoulder, and then she's like, whoa. And
yeah,
there was
yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah.
that, like...
Yes, that's my theory.
Yeah, well, I mean... Yeah, that was our...
It's mine.
Theory.
Copyright. Hashtag copyright. Hashtag, you know, it's actually one of my thinking... That's
yeah,
what I,
it's like, what
it's
was the
of
point
the
of that
thing.
Scene, right? And then you look at what Anakin's mom looked like, and you're like...
Yeah.
She kind of looks right. like Rey.
But the only problem is, though,
she
is that she died really shitty.
Oh, yeah. And she was I mean, Rey didn't have a parents, hey?
Rey didn't have parents.
And we don't know where.
And we don't know Anakin's whether or not Anakin's parents.
Anakin's
mean,
grandparents.
Yeah. Where they came from. Maybe they went to the past as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have no idea. This is what she's
talking
about.
Who's gonna, is how is Rey going to get pregnant? Is Kylo Ren going to be his own great grandfather?
There was no such thing as an immaculate conception. It was Kylo Ren banging his grandma. His great grandma. His great grandma. That's so bad. Oh, man. We're
good. I mean, Luke kissed Leia.
Yeah, Luke did kiss Leia, so incest runs in the family. Oh, man. But I'm excited for it. Hopefully I get to see it. And
it's the end of the saga.
It's the end of this saga. Okay. I don't think it was. I think when
it
they
the end
when
of
I was,
a saga.
Yeah, the saga, because each one had its own saga.
I see.
Right? Yeah. Because it was the
Episode 1 to 3
was its own saga. Right. This one is its own saga, and this one is its own saga. So hopefully we will see what happens. I'm sure there will be a lot of people who love Star Wars that will be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And to them,
a lot of people who hate Star Wars.
There's a lot of people who hate Star Wars.
Hate Star Wars anyway.
But for the people who will be disappointed and will say they ruined it, I say, screw you. We're getting another Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting what's the thing called? Mandalorian movie. TV show from Disney.
But yeah, imagine 10 years ago hearing there would be a new Star Wars.
I know, right? Like, can you believe that? You got it. Shut up. And enjoy it for what it is. If they ruined it, then they ruined it. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. I don't want to hear it. Stay off of Twitter. Anyways, where can I find you on the internets?
Anywhere.
Good.
At Diamis DZ.
Perfect. You can find me anywhere as Brian's Republic. And thank you again for stopping by today, guys. We do this podcast every other week, which is a fortnight. That's 14 days. And hopefully that's why it's fortnight.
Mm.
14 nights. I know.
2 weeks. Isn't that weird? I always thought of it as 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not 14.
Like a nights. Fort. Night.
Yeah.
Fort. Not 14 nights. But a fortnight. So it'll be 2 weeks, 14 days. Hopefully, I get this uploaded this weekend, which I will. I actually have a lot of time tomorrow. Finally, thank God. I think that is going to be the episode for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the 2 weeks. I'm still trying to figure out how I should end these things. And don't forget to spay and neuter your cats. Pets and, spay and neuter your animal friends, like Bob Barker. Don't be a racist like Echo Fox's thing. Don't be
racist China. Investor.
Hashtag don't be Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Hashtag don't be Blizzard. And, it's too bad.
Blizzard sucks.
Blizzard does suck. And until they fully take full responsibility for the repercussions of their greed and their hunger, I will no longer support them. Unfortunately, technically, I haven't played any real Blizzard games in a very long time. So. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty simple for me to do that. So,
yeah.
But I think that's going to be it, guys. I hope you have a great night, a great day, wherever you guys are in the world. Again, my name is Brian.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium Podcast.